This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 3 deaths in Jamaica already blamed on a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, and it's not expected to make landfall until later this morning. The system's outer bands are lashing the island with heavy rain and destructive winds. Esther Pinnock with the Jamaica Red Cross.
She's slow and she's wide, so all areas of the island are expected to feel some impact.
Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're talking about 175 mile per hour winds, a storm surge with seawater inundation of 9 to 13 feet, and rainfall on top of that. This would be freshwater flooding of anywhere from 20 to 40 inches of rain.
President Trump met with Japan's new prime minister in Tokyo.
I know that you will be one of the great prime ministers. I'd also like to congratulate you on being the first woman prime minister. That's a big deal.
She gifted Mr. Trump a golf putter and said she would nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize before they signed an agreement on rare earth minerals. Ahead of the president's planned meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who's threatened to restrict access to his country's rare earths. The Trump administration plans a major shakeup at ICE.
He's back away.
Sources tell CBS News as many as a dozen senior leaders in ICE offices across the country could be reassigned. Some could be replaced by current or former officials at Customs and Border Protection. The administration is frustrated with the current arrest and deportation levels and believes CPB is better equipped to meet the White House's target of 3,000 arrests per day. ICE has averaged 900 per day. Some ICE leaders believe CPB has been too aggressive, creating a lot of community backlash. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
An epic Game 3 of the World Series ended in the wee hours. CBS's Steve Kathan.
The Dodgers and Blue Jays were locked in an 18-inning, 6-hour, 39-minute struggle when L.A. first baseman Freddie Freeman came to the plate on Fox.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freeman has ended it!
The 6-5 win gives L.A. a 2-1 edge in the series. Shohei Ohtani had 2 home runs and 2 doubles in the first 7 innings of the game, setting a World Series mark for extra base hits.
67-year-old Tim Andrews is back on dialysis, waiting for a human donor after doctors at Mass General in Boston removed the genetically modified pig kidney they implanted in him almost 9 months ago. They say it was showing decreased signs of function. They're hailing Andrews for setting a new bar in xenotransplantation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go.
You still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
How do you stay humble when you're America's number one wiper blade? That's what we're currently dealing with at Rain-X. Is it even possible to humble brag when you bully Mother Nature like we do? Do we sound too conceited if we keep repeating how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America? No, we'll take a lesson from our wipers and just keep doing our job with humility. As America's number one wiper blade. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
New evidence the switch to clean energy is happening faster than experts predicted.
The Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit finds that the world's transition to clean energy has advanced far beyond what was predicted a decade ago. Take solar power generation.
So solar alone has grown 15 times faster than predicted back in 2015.
According to the study's lead author, John Lang,
wind power is 3 times faster in terms of capacity deployment.
Of significance, coal production is in global decline, and electric vehicles make up more than 20% of new car sales worldwide.
It is absolutely remarkable how much progress we've seen.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Carcassonne, France.
A milestone for Travis Kelce.
Mahomes end zone, caught by Kelce. Touchdown!
The Chiefs tight end scored the 100th TD of his career, counting both regular season and the playoffs, watching from a luxury suite above his fiance, Taylor Swift. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One person has died after a pickup truck crashed into a building at just before 1 this morning. It happened near 28th Street in West Lisbon. Police say the 54-year-old driver veered into oncoming traffic before hitting the building. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. New legislation could finally let Milwaukee and other local governments require fire sprinklers in older apartment buildings.
We've got thousands of housing units in multifamily dwellings that are not sprinklered. That doesn't go away. Those buildings age. Every year they get 1 year older, more deteriorated. The fire risk goes up.
Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky appeared yesterday at a press conference with State Senator LaTanya Johnson to talk about the effort. The proposed bill aims to prevent tragedies like the deadly Mother's Day fire on the city's west side, where the building had no working sprinklers. Five people died. If passed, the bill would create a grant program to help landlords pay for sprinkler installation and require audits of fire safety systems in certain buildings. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Police are searching for a man now charged in a deadly shooting of a 16-year-old. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Martel Hare faces multiple felony charges, including first-degree reckless homicide after a shooting last week on West Hampton. That teen was killed. Two others were hurt. Milwaukee police are asking anyone with information about his whereabouts to give them a call. Milwaukee's first innovation district is now official. Mayor Cavalier Johnson made the formal designation yesterday in an effort that hopes to unite companies, community organizations, and public agencies in Walker's Point. The mayor says the district will grow Milwaukee's tech economy and shine a spotlight on local talent. A statement says the city's goal is to put Milwaukee on the map as a center for creative business and inclusive growth. Health officials in Milwaukee County want people to get vaccinated against the flu as cases rise and winter approaches. Last flu season, only about 37% of the people in the county got the shot, leaving many unprotected. Officials say getting vaccinated not only protects you, but those around you. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's once again offering abortions. The move just weeks after it paused the services because of a new federal law restricting access. Planned Parenthood arguing it's following the law and will continue to serve Medicaid patients across the state. The law currently being challenged in federal court by Planned Parenthood of America and 23 state attorney generals, including Wisconsin's. Smaller student numbers at UW-Oshkosh, but the chancellor says there are signs of strength ahead. He says the school's aiming to draw more students across the country and around the world.
So when I say that we are focusing on recruiting larger incoming classes into graduate and into undergraduate and from transfers, the results are very clearly showing an upward trend and a strong one.
That's Oshkosh Chancellor Manohar Singh. While total UW enrollment rose slightly this year, UW-Oshkosh dropped more than 700 students. Chancellor Singh blames fewer high school graduates but points to growth in grad programs, transfers, and new freshmen. 9 of the 13 UW campuses saw enrollment gains this fall. Wildfire risk is high in Wisconsin this fall. The DNR says this month there were more than 50 fires burning 20 acres. Officials say most fires are preventable and caused by brush, leaf burning, or sparks from ATVs or UTVs. DNR staff says they will continue to monitor conditions. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning, 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Thank you, Leslie and Stu. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. How are you? I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there and thanks for finding us. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Clemens, traffic and weather together as well. Quick forecast, partly sunny skies for today, a high of around 56. Currently in Milwaukee, partly cloudy skies in 49. Winds are out of the east at 16. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app.
All news all morning, WAUK.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Wonders Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Wonders make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwonders.com.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Hi, it's Jane Netmeyer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Netmeyer On Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Netmeyer On Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
712, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, traffic and weather together. High school football playoffs continue this coming Friday, October 31st, Halloween. Division 3 for the area includes Martin Luther at Whitnall. And then Whitefish Bay at Fort Washington. We'll get more high school football throughout the morning. Tell you who's playing who and where. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Serving all news all morning. With more sports, Mr. Mike Clemens.
Badgers basketball in the spotlight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college hoops. The Badgers men's basketball team getting ready to host Campbell University out of North Carolina next Monday night at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin ranked 24th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard, are the Badgers getting some national attention at the start?
Well, I think it's always been on the national radar. Whether you're ranked or not varies from year to year and varies within the year. I think this program is very well respected nationally. I think it's been extremely stable and extremely consistent over the last 25 plus years. So whether you get ranked right away, how high you get ranked, really that's irrelevant. You still have to go play the games.
Baseball, game four of the World Series continues tonight in LA. The Dodgers winning last night over the Blue Jays 6-5 in a game that lasted 18 innings. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run. The Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, getting on base 9 times, a postseason record with 2 home runs. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. It's 714, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Traffic and weather together as well. This traffic report brought to you by Blindster.com. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
Well, a handful of stop-and-go delays right now. 4145 northbound stop-and-go Mayfair to Burleigh. Southbound backed up 124th to Good Hope. 94 westbound slow between 16th Street and Mitchell Boulevard. 4145 southbound delays between Silver Spring and Capitol 2. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com.
They sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Thank you, Sean. Cloudy skies as well. Winds are out of the east at 16. And the barometer is at 30.16. It's 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 7:15.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, an update from CBS News. Then a local update from our news director, Stuart J. Waddles, in the WAUK newsroom. Right now, we've got Money Watch from CBS News.
CBS Money Watch.
U.S. and China trade negotiators met to hash out a framework over the weekend, with the leaders of the two countries set to meet Thursday. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump's threatened 100% tariff on Chinese goods is now off the table. Hormel is recalling nearly 5 million pounds of frozen, ready-to-eat chicken products because they could contain pieces of metal. And another big weekend win at the box office for anime. Chainsaw Man, the movie, Reze Arc, took the top spot in North America with more than $17 million. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. For more, log on to CBSMoneyWatch.com. At the CBS Broadcast Center, I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Schulman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
Time check, 7:19. Good morning to you. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Thanks for having us along with you on your morning routine. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles has got local news in the WAUK newsroom. Leslie Lotto has got the state news covered, and also traffic and weather coming up as well. Forecast for today, partly sunny skies with a high of around 56. Currently in Milwaukee, partly cloudy and 49. Winds are out of the east at 16. Let's get the CBS News update on 540 WAUK 100.3 FM. Good morning.
All morning, WAUK.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Three deaths in Jamaica already blamed on a catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, and it's not expected to make landfall until later this morning. The system's outer bands are lashing the island with heavy rain and destructive winds. Esther Pinnock with the Jamaica Red Cross.
She's slow and she's wide, so all areas of the island are expected to feel some impact.
Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're talking about 175 mile per hour winds, a storm surge with seawater inundation of 9 to 13 feet, and rainfall on top of that. This would be freshwater flooding of anywhere from 20 to 40 inches of rain.
President Trump met with Japan's new prime minister in Tokyo.
I know that you will be one of the great prime ministers. I'd also like to congratulate you on being the first woman prime minister. That's a big deal.
She gifted Mr. Trump a golf putter and said she would nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize before they signed an agreement on rare earth minerals. Ahead of the president's planned meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who's threatened to restrict access to his country's rare earths. The Trump administration plans a major shakeup at ICE.
He's back away.
Sources tell CBS News as many as a dozen senior leaders in ICE offices across the country could be reassigned. Some could be replaced by current or former officials at Customs and Border Protection. The administration is frustrated with the current arrest and deportation levels and believes CPB is better equipped to meet the White House's target of 3,000 arrests per day. ICE has averaged 900 per day. Some ICE leaders believe CPB has been too aggressive, creating a lot of community backlash. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
An epic Game 3 of the World Series ended in the wee hours. CBS's Steve Kathan.
The Dodgers and Blue Jays were locked in an 18-inning, 6-hour, 39-minute struggle when L.A. first baseman Freddie Freeman came to the plate on Fox.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freeman has ended it!
The 6-5 win gives L.A. a 2-1 edge in the series. Shohei Ohtani had two home runs and two doubles in the first 7 innings of the game, setting a World Series mark for extra base hits.
67-year-old Tim Andrews is back on dialysis, waiting for a human donor after doctors at Mass General in Boston removed the genetically modified pig kidney they implanted in him almost 9 months ago. They say it was showing decreased signs of function. They're hailing Andrews for setting a new bar in xenotransplantation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go.
You still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
How do you stay humble when you're America's number one wiper blade? That's what we're currently dealing with at Rain-X. Is it even possible to humble brag when you bully Mother Nature like we do? Do we sound too conceited if we keep repeating how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America? No, we'll take a lesson from our wipers and just keep doing our job with humility. As America's number one wiper blade. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
New evidence the switch to clean energy is happening faster than experts predicted.
The Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit finds that the world's transition to clean energy has advanced far beyond what was predicted a decade ago. Take solar power generation.
So solar alone has grown 15 times faster than predicted back in 2015.
According to the study's lead author, John Lang,
wind power is 3 times faster in terms of capacity deployment.
Of significance, coal production is in global decline, and electric vehicles make up more than 20% of new car sales worldwide.
It is absolutely remarkable how much progress we've seen.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Carcassonne, France.
A milestone for Travis Kelce.
Mahomes end zone, caught by Kelce. Touchdown!
The Chiefs tight end scored the 100th TD of his career, counting both regular season and the playoffs, watching from a luxury suite above his fiance, Taylor Swift. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Morning, W-A-U-K.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is welcoming Planned Parenthood's announcement. The organization said yesterday that abortion care services will once again be available in the area. Crawley says access to safe, comprehensive reproductive health care is essential to the community's health. Planned Parenthood runs their Milwaukee abortion clinic from their location on South Water. Both sides are spotlighting the impact, and both sides are assigning blame. With Democrats and Republicans not able to reopen government, Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore says families could forced to be gambling with their health if Congress doesn't act soon. She warns that without the Affordable Care Act's tax credits, premiums could jump by thousands of dollars a year.
We're going to see families like this take some risks and simply drop their coverage and just cross their fingers and pray. Maybe we could just get by and show up in the emergency room if something really goes bad.
The extra subsidies were put in place in 2021. They're set to expire at the end of the year unless lawmakers reach a deal to end the shutdown. In Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace. 88% of them qualify for a tax credit. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A 71-year-old pheasant hunter was rescued Sunday after becoming lost and disoriented in Washington County. The man called his wife saying he was lost due to low blood sugar. Authorities used a drone to help find him deep in the Jackson Marsh and sent a team of deputies, a warden, and a paramedic to reach him. After being found, they helped him walk back to safely. He declined being taken to the hospital and was safely reunited with his family. A familiar face in southeastern Wisconsin for over 25 years has passed away. Former WISN 12 news anchor Jerry Taff has died at the age of 85. Taff signed on with the TV station in 1979 and retired in May of 2005. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A state investigation has begun after a Fort Atkinson police officer shot and killed somebody on Sunday night. It happened during a response to reports of gunshots at a home. Officials say a rifle was found at the scene, but no officers were injured. The State Department of Justice is handling the case. The officer involved was wearing a body cam and is on leave during the investigation. Wisconsin's top judge wants new rules on when state Supreme Court justices should step aside from cases. On WISN 12's Upfront program, Chief Justice Jill Karofsky says it's time for a fresh look after two expensive and politically charged elections. She says she hopes for a public hearing soon and promises to listen to all sides. Some justices don't think a change is needed, but Karofsky says voters do. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Only a fraction of Wisconsinites have rolled up their sleeves for the flu shot this year. Health officials say just over 300,000 people have gotten vaccinated so far in October, compared to nearly 860,000 this time last year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says that big drop is concerning, and they are urging people to get their shots soon. The first snapshot of Wisconsin's governor's race comes out tomorrow, with a new Marquette University Law School poll. The poll expected to show early favorites and which issues matter most to people right now. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM. WAUK.
Good morning, Milwaukee. How are you? It's 729, coming up on 730. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney with you. Thanks for being there. Coming up, we've got Mike Clemens with sports. Also, high school football playoffs in progress is coming Friday night, October 31st, Halloween. Division 2 includes Wauwatosa East at Rice Lake, Germantown at Monona Grove. We'll cover the other divisions as well as the morning progresses on. And Mike Clements has got a sports update, too, in just a bit. It's 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaven announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen.
Find This Week in Waukesha at WAUKradio.com. Go to the website and search This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at WAUKradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to WAUKradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
And good morning, it's 7:32, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up on Friday, high school football playoffs, WIAA. Division 1, we've got Arrowhead against Brookfield East, Franklin against Verona, and Bayport against Milwaukee Reagan. We'll have the rest of the divisions as the morning progresses along. With more sports, WAUK gives you Mike Clements.
Badgers basketball in the spotlight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hoops. The Badgers men's basketball team getting ready to host Campbell University out of North Carolina next Monday night at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin ranked 24th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard, are the Badgers getting some national attention at the start?
Well, I think it's always been on the national radar. Whether you're ranked or not varies from year to year and varies within the year. I think this program is very well respected nationally. I think it's been extremely stable and extremely consistent over the last 25 plus years. So whether you get ranked right away, how high you get ranked, really that's irrelevant. You still have to go play the games.
Baseball game 4 of the World Series continues tonight in LA. The Dodgers winning last night over the Blue Jays 6-5 in a game that lasted 18 innings. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run. The Dodgers Shohei Ohtani getting on base 9 times, a postseason record with 2 home runs. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. 7:33. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. And that includes traffic and weather together as well. This traffic report brought to you by Aleve. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound, still stop and go Mayfair to Burley. Southbound backs up between 124th and Good Hope. Also delays Appleton Avenue to Hampton Avenue. 94 westbound, stop and go 16th Street to Mitchell Boulevard. And 94 westbound, still a stall on the exit ramp to Pewaukee. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is brought to you by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day with just one pill. Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I'm going to keep praying for 60s and 70s. See what happens. Currently in Milwaukee, partly cloudy skies and winds are out of the east at 16. Humidity is at 83%. It's 540 WAUK 100.3 FM.
All news all morning, WAUK.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Weekday mornings at 5, you're on WAUK. You've got the Midwest Farm Report with the host, Pam Yockey. And now she has agribusiness news. WAUK News Time, 7:37.
Smart Swaps. It's a new initiative from the dairy industry to try to help school lunch programs move their way through regulation. I'm Pam Yockey, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The effort spearheaded by the National Dairy Council. They want to help with the challenges that school nutrition professionals face trying to meet evolving USDA school meal standards. Katie Bombach is the Vice President of School Nutrition for the National Dairy Council. She said some of the unique flavors and blends they've developed are being tested on students. And she says students don't have a filter.
Some fun examples include a few cool or portable options like apple pie overnight oats. There's a strawberry pancake yogurt parfait and a frozen yogurt bark. Because they're wonderfully honest, there's no filter. A few of our favorite comments from students included, quotes, put this on our school meals with an exclamation point, and then it tasted really good, 10 out of 10. But it was a great reminder that taste testing is essential. What sounds good on paper doesn't always resonate or land with students.
Katie Bombach with the National Dairy Council says that they enlisted the help of about 2,500 students across the region to do a little taste testing on their recipes. They're now up to about 25 new or updated standardized dairy recipes as part of their smart swaps, helping the school lunch program. Markets are next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation.
Thought that's BioVet.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
On Monday, barrel cheese was up 2.5 at 179.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 2.25 at 180, but AA butter drifted 0.25 lower to $1.60 a pound. The November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up a penny this morning, $17.90. December corn is currently 2 cents stronger at $4.31. November beans are up 11, $10.79. July wheat right now up 3.5 at $5.68 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yankee.
Thank you, Pam. Behold the power of cheese and the dairy state of Wisconsin. It's 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM, streaming at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. On the way, we've got a local news update from Steward Jay Waddles, as he is our WAUK news director. Leslie Lotto has got state news as well, traffic and weather together, and Mike Clemens has got sports. Right now, an update from CBS News on 540 WAUK 100.3 FM.
All news all morning, WAUK.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa is bearing down on Jamaica, where it's expected to make landfall in a few hours.
We're all buttoned down and locked up. The thing that concerns us the most is mostly just the wind and the rain.
Correspondent Jason Allen is in Kingston.
The city of Kingston is starting to experience what's a tropical storm strength part of Melissa. So the winds have really picked up in the last few hours. We're kind of in a protected area right here. We have rain that is starting to come down all across the city. We have been watching right now, kind of waiting for that next burst of wind that is going to knock out the power.
Those winds swirling at up to 175 miles an hour. President Trump has met with Japan's new prime minister and brought her along on a visit to U.S. service members aboard the USS George Washington. While he was there, he threatened to expand deployment of federal forces back home.
We have cities that are troubled. We can't have cities that are troubled. And we're sending in our National Guard. And if we need more than the National Guard, we'll send more than the National Guard, because we're going to have safe cities.
The president and the prime minister signed an agreement to work together to extract critical rare earth minerals. The government shutdown has entered day 28, and problems are expanding at airports.
FlightAware counted more than 3,700 delays yesterday as more air traffic controllers and TSA agents opted to stay home rather than work without pay. Oksana Kelly is a TSA agent in Orlando.
If I have nowhere to leave my kids, how am I going to come to work?
Nick Daniels with the National Air Traffic Controllers Association says the job is stressful enough without having to worry about personal finances.
Which makes this system less safe every day that this shutdown continues.
Many air traffic controllers will miss their first paychecks today. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Amazon's making way for investments in AI with job cuts. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
Amazon is planning to lay off around 30,000 of its corporate employees. The company has more than 1.5 million staffers globally. Roughly 350,000 hold corporate positions.
History made at Dodger Stadium overnight.
11:50 in Los Angeles.
Thurman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight.
Freddie Freeman's walk-off home run in the 18th inning lifted L.A. to a 6-5 win over Toronto in Game 3 of the World Series on Fox.
I was just trying to get on base against a tough lefty sinker baller with a hard curveball. I was just trying to get on, but got to a 3-2 count and was able to put a good swing on it.
Dodgers take a 2-1 lead. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing,
T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
The NBA has sent a memo to teams on what the league calls the dire risks of gambling.
The memo underlined the concern that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver stated after a federal indictment last week into gambling schemes involving sports betting and poker. Feds also flagged instances of co-conspirators placing wagers on a team or game using privileged information. The league says work's begun to diligently enhance real-time monitoring, while it also says it will review what it labeled dire risks that gambling can have on players and coaches and their careers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Who needs Wikipedia anymore when you can ask AI? Elon Musk has come up with his own online encyclopedia written by artificial intelligence. He's touting his Grokopedia as a less biased alternative to Wikipedia. They look the same in style and format. Grok, too, has articles on up-to-the-moment topics like ChatGPT and Diane Keaton. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One person has died after a pickup truck crashed into a building at just before 1 this morning. It happened near 28th Street in West Lisbon. Police say the 54-year-old driver veered into oncoming traffic before hitting the building. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. New legislation could finally let Milwaukee and other local governments require fire sprinklers in older apartment buildings.
We've got thousands of housing units in multifamily dwellings that are not sprinklered. That doesn't go away. Those buildings age. Every year they get 1 year older, more deteriorated. The fire risk goes up.
Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky appeared yesterday at a press conference with State Senator LaTanya Johnson to talk about the effort. The proposed bill aims to prevent tragedies like the deadly Mother's Day fire on the city's west side, where the building had no working sprinklers. Five people died. If passed, the bill would create a grant program to help landlords pay for sprinkler installation and require audits of fire safety systems in certain buildings. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Police are searching for a man now charged in a deadly shooting of a 16-year-old. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Martel Hare faces multiple felony charges, including first-degree reckless homicide after a shooting last week on West Hampton. That teen was killed. Two others were hurt. Milwaukee police are asking anyone with information about his whereabouts to give them a call. Milwaukee's first innovation district is now official. Mayor Cavalier Johnson made the formal designation yesterday in an effort that hopes to unite companies, community organizations, and public agencies in Walker's Point. The mayor says the district will grow Milwaukee's tech economy and shine a spotlight on local talent. A statement says the city's goal is to put Milwaukee on the map as a center for creative business and inclusive growth. Health officials in Milwaukee County want people to get vaccinated against the flu as cases rise and winter approaches. Last flu season, only about 37% of the people in the county got the shot, leaving many unprotected. Officials say getting vaccinated not only protects you, but those around you. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's once again offering abortions. The move just weeks after it paused the services because of a new federal law restricting access. Planned Parenthood arguing it's following the law and will continue to serve Medicaid patients across the state. The law currently being challenged in federal court by Planned Parenthood of America and 23 state attorney generals, including Wisconsin's. Smaller student numbers at UW Oshkosh, but the chancellor says there are signs of strength ahead. He says the school is aiming to draw more students across the country and around the world.
So when I say that we are focusing on recruiting larger incoming classes into graduate and into undergraduate and from transfers, the results are very clearly showing an upward trend and a strong one.
That's Oshkosh Chancellor Manohar Singh. While total UW enrollment rose slightly this year, UW Oshkosh dropped more than 700 students. Chancellor Singh blames fewer high school graduates, but points to growth in grad programs, transfers, and new freshmen. 9 of the 13 UW campuses saw enrollment gains this fall. Wildfire risk is high in Wisconsin this fall. The DNR says this month there were more than 50 fires burning 20 acres. Officials say most fires are preventable and caused by brush, leaf burning, or sparks from ATVs or UTVs. DNR staff says they will continue to monitor conditions. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning, 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
7:50, good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Hanney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Clemens, traffic and weather together as well, and Pam Yonk in the next hour with an update on agribusiness news. High school football coming up on Friday. Division I, Arrowhead against Brookfield East, Franklin against Verona, and Bayport against Milwaukee Reagan. Good luck to your high school if you are in the playoffs for the WIAA tournament. Currently in Milwaukee, we've got partly cloudy skies and 49. Winds are out of the east at 16. Forecast for today, partly sunny with a high of around 56. It's 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM, WAUK News Time 7:51.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matinee on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Olba, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. waukradio.com.
Time check, 7:53. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, traffic and weather together. High school football Division II on Friday has got Wauwatosa East at Rice Lake, Germantown at Monona Grove. With more sports, Mike Clemens.
Badgers basketball in the spotlight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hoops. The Badgers men's basketball team getting ready to host Campbell University out of North Carolina next Monday night at the Kohl's Center. Wisconsin ranked 24th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard, are the Badgers getting some national attention at the start?
Well, I think it's always been on the national radar. Whether you're ranked or not varies from year to year and varies within the year. I think this program is very well respected nationally. I think it's been extremely stable. stable and extremely consistent over the last 25 plus years. So whether you get ranked right away, how high you get ranked, really that's irrelevant. You still have to go play the games.
Baseball game four of the World Series continues tonight in LA. The Dodgers winning last night over the Blue Jays 6-5 in a game that lasted 18 innings. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run. The Dodgers Shohei Ohtani getting on base 9 times, a postseason record with 2 home runs. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. 7:54. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Traffic and weather together as well. Traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com. Bonnie Green, good morning.
Still quite a few stop-and-go delays. 4145 northbound, very heavy. Mayfair to Burleigh. Southbound 124th to Appleton's jammed up. 94 westbound stop-and-go, 16th Street to Mitchell Boulevard. And 94 westbound at Moreland, a crash on the left shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com. Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Thank you, Sean. Cloudy as well in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the east at 16. On the way, we've got Money Watch from CBS News. WAUK News Time, 7:56.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookiebook time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share. We're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energy's at one of our drive-through distribution events. Go to weenergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energy's, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energy's, energy you can depend on.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixings. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli. Serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
7:57, it's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Money makes the world go round. We all know that, and CBS News reports on it with Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
Airport disruptions continued Monday around the U.S. with nearly 7,000 flights delayed, according to the website FlightAware. It's mostly due to staffing shortages, as essential employees like air traffic controllers miss work during the now 28-day federal government shutdown. Twin Sisters Creamery is voluntarily recalling batches of Whatcom Blue, Farmhouse, Peppercorn, and Mustard Seed aged raw milk cheese products because they could contain E. coli. And the retailer, best known for its high-end yoga pants, Lululemon has partnered with the National Football League on an elevated apparel collection. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
540 AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the east side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matt and Air on Air at 9, the Tom Hartman Program at 11, Todd Alba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
For those of you who remember, back in 1979 in Milwaukee, you heard a voice on WISN 12. His name was Jerry Taff. And if you haven't heard, the late, great Jerry Taff, as we now call him, passed away last night, I believe. It was reported last night that he had passed away at the age of 85. I, myself, was highly influenced by Jerry Taff. He's one of my heroes in broadcasting. Had a chance to meet him once in Mayville, Wisconsin. My hometown's in Dodge County, and that's where I had a chance to meet him. Completely down to earth and just an amazing person. So, Jerry Taff, thanks for your teaching and mentoring, and thanks for being you. And Jerry always had a saying, good night and better tomorrows. Jerry Taff, you will be missed. Jerry Taff passed away at the age of 85. God bless you, Jerry. It's 540 WAUK.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A catastrophic Category 5 Hurricane Melissa is bearing down on Jamaica, where it's expected to make landfall in a few hours.
We're all buttoned down and locked up. The thing that concerns us the most is mostly just the wind and the rain.
Correspondent Jason Allen is in Kingston.
The city of Kingston is starting to experience what's a tropical storm strength part of Melissa. So the winds have really picked up in the last few hours. We're kind of in a protected area right here. We have rain that is starting to come down all across the city. We have been watching right now.